Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. President Obama, in his speech to the nation last week, seemed almost frantic. Pass this jobs bill right now, right now. Well, how many times did he say that? I do agree that with unemployment at more than 9%, we have a serious problem. But is the president's jobs plan the right solution? His plan will cost almost $500 billion. We don't have it. It'll just increase our total debt. A payroll tax cut means that the government will have to borrow the money to make up for the cut. Extension of unemployment insurance is money going out that we don't have. We'll have to borrow the money to build more roads and bridges. He also wants to bail out the states by giving them more money that we don't have. Now, I know all of this could relieve some of the public pain that we feel today. However, doesn't it just exacerbate our real problem? Too much debt. We have a special committee charged with the difficult task of reducing the debt. Remember the uproar and finger-pointing as we struggled to raise our debt ceiling last August? And the anger when S&P lowered our nation's credit rating, and it still rings in our ears. S&P will surely lower our credit rating again if we don't do something about our ballooning debt. We can't have it both ways. We either go merrily on our way, spending ourselves into oblivion, or we suck it up and do what is difficult but necessary. The president says, well, don't worry, this will be fully paid for. Details to follow. Well, we have the details now, and as we expected, the president wants a special committee to raise the money, mostly through more taxes. Their reductions in spending will not be implemented until 2013. The plan is to postpone every tough action until after the election. And that's what got us into this mess in the first place. Just kick the can down the road one more time. Now, I predict that part of the jobs bill will be approved by Congress, but most of it will not, nor should it. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.